Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Daf. Shir sponsored Lui Nishmas Aaron Biakov Shalom and Labas Yitzchok. The shir tonight is dedicated to Lui Nishmas, my grandfather. Yom Cheskel B'Yom Sholem, whose yortzeit is today, Yud Ches Kislev. The Gemara in Tiny Staff Yud tells us the mile of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara starts by saying the Eretz Yisrael was created first. The rest of the world was created afterwards. Then the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself waters Eretz Yisrael. But the rest of the world, he does it with a shliach, he does it with a messenger, he, so to speak, doesn't do it himself. The Rashba in Pirushei HaGadus, which is printed also in the Yaakov, and the Maharsha refers to it over here, speaks about the Ma'ala of Eretz Yisrael, and it says the Yesod that's brought down also in the Ramban and Chumash, specifically in Sefer Vayikra, that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's main focus is on Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashrish Chinosu. And that's why the Hanhaga, the leadership of Eretz Yisrael, is going directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with no Shliach, with no Malach in between. That's the reason the Ramban brings the Chumash, that is, we have the main place to do the mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvahs are not supposed to be done in Chutz Loretz, you know, in theory. The Torah tells us to do it. But that is because that tzivilach tziyunim, as if the Torah tells us that we're just practicing the mitzvahs out of Eretz Yisrael. For the main place to keep the mitzvahs is Eretz Yisrael. Why? As the Rashba says, because Eretz Yisrael is the mokoyim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashrish chinosoi. The main hashgacha is in Eretz Yisrael. That's why David HaMelech says when he leaves Eretz Yisrael, he says that they push me away to worship Avodah Zarah. Because when you're going to Chutz Loretz, you're not worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. There is a Malach which is standing between you and Hashem. And the Rashba continues to say, that's what it says, that when the Torah tells you Parshas Ekev, the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim, so the Mitzrayim has the Nile, has water in it. Eretz Yisrael, you have to wait for the rain. So it seems like Mitzrayim is better, it doesn't have to rely on rain. Says the Rashba, no, but Eretz Yisrael, you rely on the rain, means that is the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the rain. This connects beautifully to the Bnei Bechai we mentioned in the previous daf, that the rain is the Mayim Elyonim coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Eretz Yisrael, you have that relationship. In Chutz Loretz, you don't have that, because the rain water is already there. Eretz Yisrael has the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This connects with the famous Kotzker that says that the Nachash was punished, that he has to eat sand his whole life. What's bad about that? Sand is everywhere. The answer is like a person tells his son, leave me alone, take a check and don't come. I don't want to have any relationship with you. In Eretz Yisrael, we have a constant relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us rain and we connect to him. But you go to Mitzrayim, there's water over there. There's no need to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rashba says. And the Ramban in Sefer Bereishis, Pasha told us, comes with this to answer the big question that everybody asks. If the Ovis kept the Torah, the mitzvahs, why sometimes we see that the Ovis do not keep mitzvahs? For example, Yaakov Avinu marries Rachel and Leah. How does he marry two sisters? Says the Ramban, the Ovis HaKadoshi kept the mitzvahs only in Eretz Yisrael, because that's the place where is the Iker Kiyum mitzvahs. We have the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they went to Chutzas, they didn't keep it. We keep it because the Torah tells us to keep it. But the others didn't have the Torah, so they did it voluntarily. They did it only in the main place of Kiyum HaMitzvahs, the place we have relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just end the shir by saying that my grandfather, Zecharonu Livracha, he dedicated himself for Eretz Yisrael. And as Rav Huttner wrote the Nusach of his Matzeva, and in his Matzeva he wrote that he had the love to Eretz Yisrael, and he was makriv korbanet for it. He put a lot of sacrifice to be in Eretz Yisrael. The mile of being in Eretz Yisrael, the mile of sacrificing oneself to be there, is to have that special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only is there in Eretz Yisrael. His neshama should have an aliyah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.